This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And we got lots to talk about this weekend, lots of health stories to share with you, and we'd like your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. We've got plenty of time to field your inquiries about medicine and nutrition, and we got a lot of stories that have come across the wires this week that we're going to do a deep dive on. This week in our newsletter, I talked about the aftermath of the Hurricane Florence in North Carolina, and I reprised an article that I wrote about a year ago about Hurricane Harvey, which came barreling into the Houston area just around, I guess it was about 13 months ago, and created widespread destruction in the Gulf area of the United States. Well, there are a lot of parallels with the North Carolina situation, but there's some new twists on the potential problems that can occur in the aftermath of a hurricane. Yeah, there's a lot of destruction due to wind and due to flooding, down trees killing people and people drowning. But it's the aftermath of these hurricanes that really exacts a terrible toll, not necessarily in terms of actual deaths, but in terms of health risks. Keep in mind that unlike the Houston area, there's a unique hazard that North Carolinians face in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. North Carolina is a repository for coal residues. There are scores of coal ash pits that store the combustion byproducts, the burnout ash, from coal plants. And that being a coal mining area, that's one of the ways that they produce energy in that part of the country. And these pits are inadequately protected from flooding. Nobody envisioned that the water level was going to rise to the extent that they did. And it's kind of a parallel with Sandy. You know, they thought, well, you know, we've got enough barriers around the island of Manhattan. And who anticipated a 14-foot tidal surge that caused water to cascade into the basements of buildings in the financial area and into subways across the downtown part of New York City. Well, these coal pits contain ash that is rich in substances like arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and other environmental toxins. And while these are, I guess, okay when they're contained in a coal pit, once they're spread across the landscape, they pose a serious hazard to the inhabitants of North Carolina. In addition, North Carolina is America's second biggest producer of pork, and the hogs are raised on huge industrialized farms, and the resultant waste is channeled into gigantic manure lagoons, where it's supposed to be sort of biodegraded. It sits in the sun, and bacteria work to break down the pig poop that is stored in these lagoons. But these have overflowed their banks. There are reports of literally dozens of these hog lagoons spilling into adjacent land and waterways. And even as the waters recede, Carolinians may face an unprecedented assault on their noses. lakes and reservoirs may be contaminated long-term with these waste products and bacteria, and that is really going to be an environmental disaster. So let's pray for our fellow citizens in North Carolina and South Carolina and wish them Godspeed in surmounting the challenges that they face. But let's let these natural disasters be a cautionary tale for us, because we need to plan. We need to plan better for these eventualities, because just saying it can't happen here isn't good enough. These are the caprices of nature, and nature has a way of sometimes defeating the best laid plans of mice and men. 877-726-8255 is our number. That not to mention the big problem that I highlighted in relation to Hurricane Harvey, which is the residual mold that's going to grow in flooded homes and basements, toxic mold, extremely hazardous to human health. Literally hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions of homeowners in those states are going to have to cope with mold infestation. And that's a whole theme in the field of integrative health, how toxic mold can have a damaging effect on not just the lungs and the nasal passages, but can literally affect the nervous system, the immune system. This is a serious, serious problem that some of these folks are going to have to face over the next few years. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got a call from Richard in Queens. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks Hi. For all the work you do. I am really somewhat of an anomaly. I'm 74, very thin. I tend to be hyper. And I exercise. I don't have any of the clinical symptoms of hypothyroidism, but my T3 was 1.97. The T3 total was 63. The T4 total 5.5.
Mm-hmm. Those are a little low. Those are a little low.
But the doctor said I should definitely be on Synthroid or an active thyroid.
Mm-hmm. Well, you feel good, right? You're okay. You don't feel tired. You don't feel cold. You're not gaining weight. Your skin
isn't dry.
No, it's the opposite.
I'm very much on the thin side.
Yeah. So this is what I do. I treat the patient, not the numbers. And I think, you know, especially some of the younger, newly trained doctors tend to fixate more on your numbers, and more experienced endocrinologists and, you know, perhaps veteran physicians tend to look especially at people over the age of 70 who have borderline or low thyroid, and leave it alone if patients feel okay. Because the concern is, once you put a patient on thyroid, well, A, you know, there's the muss and fuss of being on medication, making sure that you monitor it, worrying that there could be side effects to the medication. And the worst side effect of excess thyroid medication, and I just saw it recently in a patient, an overzealous doctor put this 80-something-year-old patient on very high doses of natural thyroid. I don't know, they thought that maybe that was going to perk that patient up. But looking at her tests, they weren't even that low to begin with. And the doctor was basically treating the numbers. And now the patient has a very dangerous cardiac arrhythmia. And that's something that can develop if you give patients excess thyroid. So I would watch the numbers. I would monitor your symptoms. There may be a point at which you actually really need thyroid medication. But, you know, I would keep our powder dry with regard to that intervention. I don't know all the facts about your case, but it sounds to me like it's not really imperative that you start thyroid medication right away. And by the way, I'm all for thyroid medication, even sometimes when people have normal appearing numbers when they're in the low range, because it can make a huge difference in the quality of their life if they're experiencing depression and fatigue and cold intolerance, can't lose weight, dry skin. Any number of symptoms can be related to hypothyroidism, and the numbers sometimes don't reflect the reality. So, in some patients where numbers appear relatively normal, we'll prescribe thyroid medication on a trial basis, and if they feel better, we'll manage it safely. And conversely, where numbers are perhaps a little low, indicate thyroid medication, it's not really necessary. The patient feels good. Why go there? All right. Thank you very much for your call. All the best to you, Richard. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, we're going to talk about some of the school supplies that your kids and grandkids may be using now that it's back to school time. They may be dangerous. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number, 877-726-8255. Remember, you can call this hour and next with any question that you want to pose about medicine and nutrition. Our lines are open, and we got lots to talk about. Let's focus on a new study that suggests that a Mediterranean diet is tied to a lower stroke risk, especially for women. Following a Mediterranean-style diet significantly lowered stroke risk for women over age 40, according to a huge study in Great Britain. They looked at 23,000 adults age 40 to 77, and what they found is that risk of stroke was significantly reduced with greater adherence to the Mediterranean diet, which consists of fish, fresh fruit, nuts, vegetables, legumes, some whole grains, but less sugar, refined carbohydrates, and processed foods. And, of course, a major constituent of the Mediterranean diet is olive oil. And so in a previous study, and this goes back to 2011, headline, more olive oil in your diet may help lower your risk of stroke. How much can it reduce your risk of stroke? Well, by an astounding 41%. In this study, seniors who regularly used this healthy monounsaturated fat had a 41% lower risk of stroke compared to their counterparts who never used olive oil. So, big study also. This is about 7,600 people age 65 and older from three French cities. And olive oil clearly has benefits. And it's not just the monounsaturated fat, because you want monounsaturated fat, just take some canola oil. It's cheap, and it's everywhere, you know, on supermarket shelves. But really, the major thing that has an anti-stroke effect, blood pressure lowering, artery relaxing, anti-inflammatory effect in the olive oil, is the polyphenols. The polyphenols confer a flavor and aroma to olive oil, and also impart a delicate translucent green color to olive oil. And this is a great segue to myfavoriteoliveoil.com, which is where I get my olive oil. And I was just really excited because I was running out of olive oil. I was thinking, oh, my goodness, do I have to go out? And I call it olive oil roulette. You know, you go to the supermarket and you say, well, you know, which one do I get? You know, do I get the prettiest label? Do I get the most expensive one? Or do I get the one that's on sale? I mean, maybe it's comparable. Who knows? But I rely on high-quality olive oil from the folks at MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time. And freshness is an issue because olives are a fruit. And the quality of olive oil deteriorates as it sits on supermarket shelves. You have no way of knowing how long it's been there. Thanks to the fresh-pressed olive oil, I get my olive oil delivered to me direct from the latest harvest. You can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil in a trial offer that we're bringing to our listeners on Intelligent Medicine. It's normally $39, but for just a dollar for no obligation to buy anything else, you can get a sample of fresh-pressed olive oil. I've been enjoying these fresh-pressed olive oils for years, and they're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest, the way they should be. And they make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com, MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. And that's no understatement. It's MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. All right, kiddies are going back to school, and an organization called the USPIRG Education Fund Toxics has issued a guide for back-to-school supplies because there's some problems. They surveyed dozens of school supplies, including markers, crayons, dry erase markers, glue, three-ring binders, spiral notebooks, lunch boxes, and water bottles, and they found that several supplies contained asbestos, lead, benzene, and other dangerous chemicals. Here's some examples. Asbestos were found in play school crayons sold at Dollar Tree. Lead was found in children's water bottles. They've been recalled, but they were previously on sale at Costco, and one was sold by L.L. Bean. They were phthalates in a blue three-ring binder. That's the kind of, you know, they get that plastic smell that comes off plastic products. Well, phthalates are considered unsafe for children by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. High levels of phthalates can lead to birth defects, hyperactivity, and reproductive problems. You don't want that. And benzene was found in Bored Dudes brand markers. It's a known carcinogen linked to leukemia and disruptions in sexual reproduction and liver, kidney, and immune system function. And, hey, we don't want our kids exposed to that. So you can get this guide in a toolkit created by the Coalition for Healthier Schools. We'll post that reference on our website on Monday so that you can check out your kids' school supplies. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you, and you can call us 877-726-8255. We're here for you this weekend. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question about medicine or nutrition, whatever you like, 877-726-TALK. And the new Apple devices are out. They were released with great fanfare last week. And there's a new Apple Watch that's creating a bit of a buzz. It's got a bigger screen, and it's got more features. And there's a lot of talk about its heart tracking feature. The newest Apple Watch can now flag potential problems with your heartbeat. And since this is not a toy, this is actually considered a medical device. So it had to be cleared by the Food and Drug Administration. And Apple is excited that this is going to usher in a new era of personal self-monitoring. You'll be able to put on your watch, and if it detects an arrhythmia, an abnormal heartbeat, it'll send you an alert, and it'll record the abnormal beats, and then you can take it to your doctor for evaluation. But according to an article here in the Washington Post, some doctors say that including heart monitoring tools in such a popular consumer product could trigger unnecessary anxiety in medical visits. And I have to say, I've envisioned this even before the advent of this. I have for years used first a chest strap and now a pulse watch that gives me feedback about my heart rate. And mostly it's useful. It tells me that when I'm running, as I did this morning, I went out running, and I have a heart rate that is my normal cruising speed for running. It's somewhere between 100 and, let's say, 128 to 142, and that's when I'm at cruising speed. And when I go higher, that means I'm going a little bit in the red zone. That's not a sustainable rate for me, maybe for a short sprint, an interval, but I can't sustain it over long distance. And if I'm doing less than that, I'm just dogging it. You know, I'm just not having a really meaningful workout. So I find that feedback helpful. But sometimes, invariably, these watches fail. They give you the wrong feedback. And it's disconcerting. Because sometimes, especially sometimes when I start out, it'll give me some crazy heart rate, like 190. And it's like, oh my goodness, I've got a cardiac arrhythmia. Or conversely, I'll be huffing and puffing, short of breath, really gassed, and it'll show that my heart rate is a mere 70. And I'll be going, oh my goodness, you know, maybe I've got the opposite, a slow heart rate. And then I remind myself that these devices can be inaccurate, and I shouldn't get upset. And usually, you know, within a few minutes, the device recalibrates and renders a more reasonable result. And that's the concern. Physicians, I'm reading from the Washington Post article, physicians say the watch could be good for patients who have regular heart rhythms but may not realize it. Hey, you know, big problem, because you could have an irregular heart rhythm and not feel it. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, and that could lead to a stroke. So you better, you know, find out, get it checked out by a doctor, and then the doctor can do something, give you a blood thinner, treat the heart rate with a medication, maybe even do an ablation if you have atrial fibrillation. There's concern, though, that widespread use of these mini EKGs, because that's what it is, it's like an electrocardiogram, could create undue anxiety, burden an already taxed healthcare system. And I will tell you this, that even EKGs performed professionally in a doctor's office, they can be inaccurate without expert interpretation from a human. And as good as these interpretive algorithms are that give you, you know, even if you don't have a medical education, it'll tell you what's going on, they make mistakes. I can't tell you how many times I look at an EKG that I perform on a patient in my office, and it says it's likely the patient has experienced a heart attack. And I look at it, and I go, well, yeah, that's a rookie mistake that can be made, that, you know, if the leads are placed improperly on the chest. And that's with an EKG machine that may cost $2,500. Even those machines sometimes render results that are false positives. So how's a little watch that costs $400 going to give you an accurate EKG? It really isn't an EKG. It's a sort of a quasi-EKG. It can monitor rhythm, but it can't really tell you that much. And EKGs are only sort of a shadow apparition of what's happening with your heart. So, according to an expert cardiologist here, Dr. Gregory Marcus, Director of Clinical Research at the University of California, San Francisco, he says it's too early to tell from a public health perspective whether the costs of this new device will outweigh the benefits. Because he says, I see patients, I see normal people come in, and most people are scared out of their wits. With the widespread appeal of the Apple Watch, he says that's only likely to increase. You get a tsunami of people coming in. And that's what I envision. You know, this is the era of self-monitoring. And in some ways it's good, but in some ways it's problematic to view your body as some sort of runaway 747 that has all kinds of instrument controls on it that you got to constantly monitor. You know, your sleep, your caloric intake, your pulse, your blood pressure. What else could go wrong? And you got a little watch that's beeping at you with alarms and warnings. And yeah, there may be some medical benefits, but what about the effect on your psyche of all that data that sometimes can be disconcerting? 877-726-8255 is our number. And I want to share this with you about a quality manufacturer. You know, when I talk about products here, you have many, many choices. You know, say we're talking about coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol, or we're talking about curcumin, or we're talking about EGCG, and you're just bewildered by the number of brands that confront you. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at the drhoffmanstore.com. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to order high-quality products. Protocol is one of my favorites. I mean, look, I'm very eclectic. I will say that up front. I don't exclusively use Protocol products, but I use many of them because they're very high quality. I pick and choose among different brands. But a Protocol offers 50 years of experience, and their mission is to provide top-quality supplements at affordable prices. Protocol's family-owned and manufactures the majority of their products in-house, affording control over quality and cost. Protocol's manufacturing process is certified by the Underwriters Laboratories, and their products are non-GMO and USDA-certified organic. In fact, I'm so confident in their products that I've included many of them in my Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Protocols. Protocol for Life Balance is only available through licensed practitioners. It's a physician brand. You're not going to find it in health food stores. So ask your doctor or healthcare professional for it by name, or you can also get them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. The prices, you can't beat them. Protocol, highly competitive, great quality products. Protocol for Life Balance. All right, this item is, we have a call. Okay. Barbara from Long Island, welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman. My husband gets a lot of leg cramps. What's the best thing to take for it?
Well, it depends. What's the nature of the leg cramps? I mean, when do they occur? Do they occur in the morning, on awakening?
No, when he's sleeping.
When he's sleeping. Okay, so this is something that occurs, especially as you get older. You tend to twist around when you sleep, and you sometimes put a little bit of pressure on your spinal nerves that lead down to your feet and legs. And so, you know, it varies. I mean, people say, well, I've cramps when I exercise. I mean, that's athletic young people will, you know, you get dehydrated or have an electrolyte imbalance, and then they'll get terrible cramps. But that's different. Older people may experience cramps at night, and that is sometimes due to compression of the spinal nerves. When you twist, you know, you twist, and the spinal, foramina, the little passageways between your discs and your spine, narrow, and you develop maybe a little bit of spinal stenosis, and sometimes that can result in cramps. Well, yeah, you could take certain nutrients like magnesium. Magnesium has a pretty nice anti-cramping effect. But I would also recommend, you know, certain exercises, to stretching to open up the spine. You know, maybe certain basic yoga positions or physical therapy for spinal stenosis, because that actually may make a difference. Or even a change in sleeping position can make a difference. When it comes to quinine, I mean, quinine used to be recommended, but quinine, you know, has some dangerous effects, and I don't really recommend it anymore. Some people say, well, drink some quinine water or take some quinine tablets. Most of these tablets have been taken off the market for safety concerns, and there's probably not enough quinine in quinine water to make a difference when it comes to cramps. So a different situation when you're an athlete. Actually, some studies suggest that athletes have cramps due not so much to electrolyte deficiencies. And I've noticed this. You know, I try to pump electrolytes into me, but on a very, very hot day during a race, I might get a cramp. There's a product called Hot Shot, which is a peppery kind of drink that you take. And it works by distraction. It works on the nervous system to sort of distract you from having a cramp. And there's a whole science behind this, how the autonomic nervous system regulates nerve flow to your extremities, and how when you take one of these things, this spicy hot shot, that this can somehow reduce your susceptibility to cramps. And that's a different kind of situation than your husband experienced, because it's not exertional. It's not related to too much, you know, like lactic acid buildup or loss of electrolytes due to sweating. That's a different kind of situation that athletes may experience. So cramps, you know, different strokes for different folks when it comes to cramp treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And there are several ways to get through to us. You can call us now, 877-726-8255. We'll take your call live on the program. You can also email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use those questions as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is one of our popular weekday podcasts that you can download. And yet another way is to go to drhoffman.com, and on the homepage, using your PC or Mac, you can record a question. Just click on the rectangle on the right side, and it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Ron, my namesake. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. This is a question about prostate care. I've been on the Life Extension Ultra Prostate formula for many, many years. I think it probably retarded BHP, but it hasn't stopped it. So now I'm going to go on Flomax. If Flomax doesn't work, what would you recommend that I do next? I kind of like the idea of the ultrasound therapy, but I don't know anybody who's had it. So what else would you recommend? I think I love supplements. I generally use supplements before prescriptions, but I've got to do something else now. Thanks in advance.
Okay. So, you know, you've been taking a popular supplement from Life Extension, which probably has the usual culprits in it. It's got saw palmetto, and it's got pygium, and, you know, all the various things that are helpful in terms of shrinking the prostate. And, you know, I think those things probably work better for prevention than for reversing a super big prostate. You know, if you have BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and you got urinary problems, just taking saw palmetto is probably not going to shrink your prostate. You know, there's tons of these products, and you hear radio ads for them, you know, for men who have a lot of urinary problems. I don't think they work once you have a super large prostate. So, you know, what your question is about, you know, one of the procedures that's designed to treat BPH. And these days, men have a lot of options. You know, you can have, heat therapy, you can have cryotherapy, you can have ultrasound therapy, you can have surgical therapy, you can have laser therapy. You know, I'm not really the one to weigh in on which therapy is best for you. It to some extent, it's a matter of preference, which you consider least invasive. Also, you know, what's the favorite therapy of your urologist? You may want to check in with my good colleague, Dr. Aaron Katz, who does practice here in New York City. It's a very fine radio program on one of the local radio stations here, WABC. And, you know, weigh in with that question with him. There are also medications that can be used to shrink the prostate. They're actually like Avodart or Proscar, and they're more effective than just mere saw palmetto. But they may have side effects, and so you have to weigh the potential for side effects against the prospect of having improved urinary symptoms. And yes, Flomax can be helpful. But Flomax 2 has side effects, and it doesn't really work that well. I mean, there are many urinary medications that reduce urinary frequency or promote flow, but they all, you know, they don't work that well. And so sometimes men require a procedure. Many men who undergo procedures are very happy, and they have total relief of their symptoms. So that can be a way to go to alleviate problems associated with enlarged prostate. All right, this item, and it's just a remarkable story about how a natural supplement can address a problem that millions of women suffer from. And I did a little research on this. Green tea extract may treat uterine fibroids. Well, the first study was done on mice. That was back in 2010. Headline, study shows EGCG from green tea may reduce the size and weight of uterine fibroids. Well, okay, that's all very well and good, published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, but it was based on a study of 20 mice with fibroids. Okay, so you know, it's nothing worse than a mouse with fibroids, but then again, you know, is it going to carry over to people? The researchers said that the study suggests that EGC might be particularly useful for long-term use in women with the fibroids to arrest tumor progression and avoid major surgery. So fast forward to 2016, and there is indeed a study, albeit a relatively small study, treatment of symptomatic uterine fibroids with green tea extract, a pilot randomized controlled clinical study in 39 reproductive age women. The women took 800 milligrams of green tea extract, which is easy to attain, 45% EGC. That's like one pill. In the placebo group, the fibroids increased by 24%. In the treatment group that got the EGCG, there was significant reduction, 33% in fibroid volume. They had less bleeding. They had improved quality of life, better blood counts. So the conclusion was EGCG shows promise as a safe and effective therapeutic agent for women with symptomatic uterine fibroids. It's simple, inexpensive, and orally administered, and can improve women's health across the world. Very cool study. Try it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions for today's Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol offers 50 years of expertise. Their mission is to provide top-quality supplements at affordable prices. Protocol is family-owned and manufactures the majority of their products in-house, affording control over quality and cost. Protocol's manufacturing process is certified by the Underwriters Laboratories, and their products are non-GMO and USDA-certified organic. In fact, I'm so confident in their products that I've included many of them in my Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Protocols. Protocol for Life Balance is only available through licensed practitioners, so ask your doctor or healthcare professional for it by name. You can get them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol for Life Balance.